Dictation for Terry Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R, June 30, 49. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mr. Becker. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease. I have not seen him since September 2019. He complains of worsening lower extremity edema, bilateral, half the way to the knee. Recently have problems of low sodium, low potassium, and metabolic alkalosis from effect of diuretics. He's supposed to be doing salt restriction. Weight at home stable, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is severe nocturia every 2 hours at night. That causes insomnia. He sleeps in a recliner, but no orthopnea or PND. No upper respiratory symptoms, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation syncope. He's still smoking 3/4 of pack per day. There is also a recent trauma on the right hand and severe neuropathy, both hands. Digits number 4, number 5. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas, Lasix, Metolazone, Hydralazine, Metoprolol for blood pressure on a high dose of potassium. Diabetes cholesterol management, anticoagulated with Eliquis, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight is 278, blood pressure 120 over 50, right side, a large calf. He's a large, tall, obese person, lungs clear without rhalwisses. There is bilateral carotid bruise, aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, 2+ edema, some stasis changes and varicose veins below the knee. I don't see any atrophy on the hands and intrinsic muscles. Next paragraph. To summarize problem list, including diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, a smoker COPD, a sleep apnea, not using CPAP machine, advanced renal failure, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, aortic valve abnormalities, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, peripheral vascular disease, prior TIA and CHF. Blood pressure in the office, 128/70, which is very comparable to my number today on physical exam. Next paragraph. Chemistries, creatinine has progressively increased. In 2019, between 1.5 to 1.9, early 2022, 1.6, and presently 3.05, 2.29. The one few days ago in May, 1.85, that's an improvement for a GFR of 38. Right now, sodium, potassium, and acid base normal. Calcium normal, albumin low at 3.3. Other liver function tests not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure, which appears to be in relation to medications for CHF and lower extremity edema, with recent problems of hyponatremia, potassium abnormalities, and acid base, presently improved. The etiology of the edema appears to be body size, large obese person. I don't see evidence for pulmonary edema. He's not on any respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, no oxygen. Kidney function is back to baseline. I would like to make sure that there is no nephrotic range proteinuria. We will do a urine for protein creatinine ratio, as well as a urine analysis. The effect of medications is also high in the differential. Neurantin can cause edema and CHF. Is my understanding you are trying to win it off? Do not see an indication for dialysis. We will decide down the road to update potentially a kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is no obstructions or urinary retention. He has extensive atherosclerosis, multiple arteries. In 2019, at the time of a CT scan, IV contrast angiogram, there was single bilateral renal arteries, at that time minor degree of stenosis. Previously normal ejection fraction, but we might need to update an echocardiogram to make sure that there has been no changes on valve abnormalities or predominance of pulmonary hypertension, given his underlying smoker COPD and obesity. I did not change medications today. He understands the relation between the medications and fluctuations of kidney function, as well as electrolyte and acid base. All issues discussed with the patient. End of dictation.